So I got a air conditioning and a fan right in the background. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I hope so. Let's see. The reason they want to keep the saints separated and they want you to commune with devils and not born again, set free saints. The reason they want to keep you separated is because iron sharpens iron. When the saints talk to each other, they learn from each other and they grow exponentially. And so the whole game is to keep you separated. That's the game. I want you to really think about it. They don't want you talking about the deeper things. They don't want you seeking the mysteries. They don't want you seeking the truth. They want you talking about football, basketball. They want you talking about just the repeat sine wave, the draconian system. They want you all worried about the drama and the stress and the bad news and, oh no, there's a hurricane coming. Oh no, there's a political outrage. Oh no, AOC said something. Oh no, Trump said something. Behind the scenes, AOC and Trump probably talking, just being real. Because anytime you have a divorce, the two lawyers in the courtroom are fighting. But you see them in the elevator, and they say, oh, where are you going to drink tonight? Well, I'll meet you over there. I'll meet you at the bar. They're buddies, but in the courtroom, they're fighting each other. Same thing in politics. CNN and Fox News, they probably all meet together at the bar. During the day, they're fighting, but they behind the scenes, they're buddies, you know. Long story short, the whole system is a red versus blue Turing machine, and it's for the flesh mind, it's a cutting field. For the spirit mind, it's a sharpening field. And so they want to cut you, but they don't want you to sharpen. And so the whole system is trying to cut you down, but God is trying to sharpen you in the spirit. The flesh cuts, the spirit sharpens. As iron sharpens iron, so does man the countenance of man. When you talk to another believer, you better believe that you're being sharpened. You're being tuned. You're being helped. You're being built up. I heard some kind of knock outside. I thought it was somebody at the door. You're being built up. You're being edified. The body, the word edified goes back to edifice. And what is an edifice? A body, a building. You're being edified as the body of Christ. You're being built up. And so the edification actually happens when the Holy Spirit in another believer and the Holy Spirit in you are communicating, because communication is communion, together union. So as you're talking and face-to-face interaction, you're actually building the other person up. You're both growing in an exponential way. And so this is why they want to separate you, because as you talk and communicate in communion with each other, you grow and you're able to understand deep spiritual truths that you wouldn't otherwise understand. This is why you need the interaction and the communion. But I'm not saying if you're talking about football or basketball, which is just a repeat, that you're necessarily going to grow. You got to talk about deep truths, and you got to have a litmus test, which is the Bible, as your source. You can try to talk about stuff without having a knowing, and you'll never get anywhere. You'll just go down a rabbit hole to no end. You know the movie Alice down the rabbit hole, you know, Alice in Wonderland. You can go into Wonderland, but why do you want to wander? Why do you want to wander and be a vagabond? Don't you want to be settled in the truth instead of being a wanderer? Settle down. Commune, communicate, talk, meditate, think. Get settled in the truth, because if you're not settled, you're unstable. The whole purpose of God's word is to stabilize you from a horizontal position, a horizontal position up from a horizontal position to an upright position. Anyway, the reason they want to separate you is so you won't grow. Because if you're in union with another believer, and it doesn't have to be that you have to see them every day, if you're just communicating every so often, you will grow. And it's not a maybe, it's an absolute. You're going to be forced to grow. It's just the way it is. Because that's the whole purpose of being here, being changed and conformed into His image. When you see Him, you'll be like Him. The process is complete. But right now, you're in a process. The word process means procession, following after. You're in sequence. You're in series after Christ. One of the reasons I do the audio is to reinforce into my own mind and soul and spirit the truth. Because if I speak the truth, all the lies of the system, the lies of the world, are knocked down. You're being bombarded with lies every day. The music, the media, the TV, the co-workers, the neighbors, the family, even your own thoughts at times. So if you speak truth, those lies that you've told yourself, that you received during the day on the radio, the music, the TV, whatever, you counteract those lies with truth, and you're re-brainwashing yourself away from the system into truth. This is why it's important to memorize verses and rightly divide the word and not just be willy-nilly about it. You know, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word truth. You can't just be willy-nilly, because if you're willy-nilly, you're not going to get anywhere. It's like getting in a boat and trying to set a course, and you just go around and around and around. But when you set your course to know the truth, there's other people that have gone before you who have set the path, and if they can give you some good information and some good direction, it helps you set your path. And the path is a spiritual path. It's really not a natural path. It's a spiritual path. The natural path is just a circuit. You go to work, you go home, you take a shower, you eat. You just go back and forth around the circuit. I mean, you see the stars going around your head. They're just going in a circuit. The weather's a circuit. The stock market's a circuit. Everything in the natural's a circuit. But you use the circuit. You use the repeat circuit of the system to set a destiny, which is spiritual destiny, which is not a repeat. You're growing exponentially spiritual. Long story short, they don't want you to listen to truthers that are based on the Bible. And the reason they don't is because they don't want you to grow. They don't want you to connect. And they don't want you to be in communion with truth. They want you to be in communion with lies, because lies keep you in darkness and weak and blind. And your heart is not being cleansed. What's the whole matter? What's the whole deal? Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life. Guard your heart with all diligence, all, for out of it flow all the issues of life. So it's all about your heart. And as long as you're communing with devils or communing with the system, all you're going to have is a dark heart. But when you commune with the truth, commune with saints, your heart is going to be renewed and revived.